on the LOP Lobster Network.
Christmas time is here. Happiness and cheer. Fun for all that children call their favorite time of year. Snowflakes in the air. Carols everywhere. Olden times and ancient rhymes of love and dreams to share. Sleigh bells in.
Don't you love that?
Beauty everywhere.
I especially love the beauty.
Yuletide by the fireside and joyful memories there.
Oh yeah, can't you see it?
Christmas time is here.
Sing it, girl, sing it.
We'll be drawing near. Oh, that we could always see such spirit.
Cat Edmondson, Lyle Lovett. I love this song. I love their version of it. I don't know why. I'm not even the biggest Lyle Lovett fan, but I love this version from a really wonderful movie. I don't know if it's a Hallmark movie, but it's on the Hallmark Channel. Sometimes they run non-Hallmark movies, but it's about the guy who, played by Harry Connick, who has lost that love and feeling when it comes to Christmas. All the wonderful things that come with Christmas, all the change of heart that comes with Christmas, all the time that you and I put into trying to be the people we believe we are, as opposed to the people we get bogged down being during the year. And so they restore his faith in Christmas. It is 627. You're on the LynnLibby.com listener line. Good morning.
Good morning, Ray. You're certainly in a chipper mood today.
Yeah, well, why not, man? Why not?
Well, I mean, you wake up next to excellence just like I do. Every morning, so I can understand that when you start the day.
Why not? Hey, I love that.
I just wanted to mention, you know, you were alive just like I am back in 1976 on our 200th anniversary of the country. And now as we approach our 250th anniversary, just a few years away, we seem to be in a much worse place as far as being able to address the challenges that we face as a country, as a state. Our governance seems to have really decayed. And I think a lot of it goes to the decay of character of the people that we're getting as finalists to represent us. And, you know, the more I see this political process go forward, it seems like we just don't have, as you say, the horses in the barn. We don't seem to have the players, the people that are willing to do the job that needs to be done. It's just so frustrating.
I agree, it's frustrating, but you know what? I'm an eternal optimist. No matter what happens, no matter how dark the day is, I always know tomorrow's coming, the sun will shine. And I, you know, as I said earlier, I'm not big on elected people because they let me down, but I love candidates because of the optimism that comes with the possibility of what they might do. And I am hoping that the Almighty steps in here and gives these people the proper guidance. I hope they seek it. He will do it if they ask. And if that happens, I believe we could turn this around on a dime. I really do. This country is so great, and the people here are so amazing. If we would just stand together against this tyranny, we could solve this problem in a heartbeat.
I agree that the potential is there, and certainly this country can accomplish great things. I mean, just a few days ago, we saw what we would have thought was impossible a year or two ago, which the catch of that rocket.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, I have watched that I don't know how many times. I grew up, as you, I think you may know, if you listen to the show, I grew up not far from Cape Canaveral. I cannot tell you how many times I've seen the rockets go off. And to watch that catch that rocket coming back in, I've watched it from a bunch of different angles. There it is, a point in time where it looks like it won't even happen, yet it still does. For me, that represents the hope and the possibility of the country, something unimaginable 50 years ago.
Yeah. No, I do listen to the show. This is Bruce from Auburn.
Hey, Bruce.
I agree with you. I mean, there's still hope, but we're certainly, you know, putting a lot of water on that fire with some of the things that we're doing. We just don't seem to be able to come up with the right habits to get us to where we need to be when it comes to the finalists for political office. I mean,
you nailed it when you called in. The first thing you said was, you're in a happy mood today. Of course you are, because you wake up next to excellence. If everyone was like Dee Dee Richardson and pursued excellence, we'd turn this thing around in a heartbeat.
Oh my God, yeah.
I mean, you know, that's just it. And excellence is what we ought to aspire to, even if we don't get there. I used to say this to the kids. Aspire to the stars. Even if you don't get there, you might land on the moon. Hey, I got to go. I'm so late, but I appreciate your phone call. Thank you. 631.
Of Hamas militants. And when soldiers arrived today at the scene of yesterday's engagement, they found the body of Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar.
Fox's Trey Yingst. Former President Donald Trump speaking at the Al Smith dinner in New York last night, with the presidential candidates typically roast one another and themselves.
It's a true pleasure to be with you this evening. Amazing pleasure. And these days it's really a pleasure anywhere in New York without a subpoena for my appearance.
Vice President Harris did not attend but sent a video message. The two candidates will both be scouring for votes in Michigan today as they try to lock down support in the key battleground state. America's listening to Fox News.
This Channel 8 newscast is brought to you by Dirigo Public Affairs. They take pride in making sure they create a customized strategy to meet their clients' unique needs. Find out more at DirigoPublicAffairs.com.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Gagne. It is Friday, October 18th. Here are Maine's total coverage headlines from Channel 8. A man from the town of Peru now facing charges in connection to the January 6th attack on the Capitol. Court documents say Thomas Bordeaux entered the Capitol building, then came back a few seconds later and held the door open for at least a minute, waving rioters inside. He's facing several charges, including disorderly conduct in a Capitol building. The Lisbon High School football team has now forfeited its third game after football activities were suspended and seven players were removed from the roster amid a hazing investigation. A police investigation into the incident is currently in the hands of the district attorney, who says it is under review. And it's time for hockey. The Maine Mariners opening their season tonight.